This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We got 5 minutes left with Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com. He's got a lot of their websites. What is the best place for people to find everything Max Keiser?
Twitter. You know, that's easy. Twitter. Max Keiser is my Twitter handle.
Wow. So you bet on this over 10 years ago. You've been dead on. There's Max Keiser at Max Keiser. And what in the last 5 minutes we have other great knowledge would you like to impart to us? Oh, great orange one.
Well, as Stacy just pointed out, I'll tell you, if people really want to dive into the rabbit hole and learn more about Bitcoin, there's a great resource, and you can find it at bitcoin.page. And it's all free, and it's a repository of the best articles ever written about Bitcoin for the past 10 years. And it's put together by our friend Jameson Lopp, who's one of the absolute stalwarts of the whole Bitcoin. And it's a free resource, bitcoin.page, P-A-G-E. And it just has, you spend a few hours reading those articles. And I guarantee you, you will start shaking with excitement because you realize that this, in fact, is the answer we've all been waiting for decades, pushing back against the globalists, pushing back against the central bankers, pushing back against fiat money. This is the answer. And you can just go to there and absorb all that information, and you will become a Bitcoin maximalist. Stay away from the garbage coins like Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash and Satoshi Vision. Those are all garbage. And
sure, but I mean, if you go to the local check cashing places and even payday loan places, they have Bitcoin. I mean, it's been adopted, and I agree with you. I don't see how they were even able to confiscate the gold when they tried. There's no way they're going to be successful in banning this. And what is it like? It's like 95% of the cryptocurrency market's Bitcoin. I mean, it's not the apex predator. It is the environment.
Right. 95% of all the computational power in the entire industry goes to Bitcoin. And that's growing every day, and it's going global. People like Fidelity Investments, which is a multi-trillion dollar asset company, are launching a Bitcoin fund. BlackRock is launching a Bitcoin fund.
Elon Musk
so you're actually
is totally
right
in.
Now,
Elon's in.
What's that?
Elon's totally in.
Elon is buying it. You've got Michael Saylor over at MicroStrategy. He's buying billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. Paul Tudor Jones, one of the most famous money managers in history, started buying Bitcoin last year. So actually right now at $50,000 a coin, the risk reward here is pretty good because you're front running, what's called front running. You're getting in before the $1 trillion investment funds, the sovereign wealth funds come in, and they're all going to come in. And, you know, that's why I think we're going to get to $220,000 in 2021.
Man, you've not been wrong yet when it comes to Bitcoin. And you were right that shorting silver could hurt the globalists, but then they came in and naked shorted it. But you've definitely been a trailblazer. A minute and a half left. What other great nuggets do you want to give us?
Well, ask me anything. You know, I mean, you're now a Bitcoiner. So what's that, Stacey? Oh, yeah, we've got the Orange Pill podcast on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/orangepill. So we've got a live stream there once a week. We've got our podcast there on Sundays. That's a great podcast.
And by the way, you've had me on your RT show a lot, too. Let me just tell you this. You see the CEO of YouTube said, no, people are allowed to interview Alex Jones. He just can't have his own show. So I would love to come on your Bitcoin podcast with my questions. I'd love to come on and ask you questions.
That sounds groovy, man. You know, we'd love to come back to Austin, feast on the barbecue.
Come stay at my house, brother. I got a nice spare room. But listen, I'm excited, though. I'm all in now. You've tried for 10 years. You wanted to get me in bed now. Not to be Gary. You know what I mean? I mean, I am literally in league with you now. Does it feel good or more like, yeah, idiot, glad you finally woke up?
Eventually, everyone comes into Bitcoin and they get the price they deserve.
All right. Well, hey, you guys are coming on every week. You got to get Stacy on the show, too.
Absolutely. Alex, you know, we've been hanging out for nearly 20 years, keeping it real. And, you know, the fight continues. And I think Bitcoin is the kryptonite to their very limp sausages. You know, we're going to win this. Bitcoin
beautifully
is,
said.
Is
all right.
Predator.
Thank you so much, Max Kaiser. Thank you, sir.
Gemrix Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrix Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in a few minutes, constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is going to join us to cover the waterfront, some big lawsuits he's about to launch, his ideas on how to battle the globalists, the internal fights, the human trafficking at the border, Bitcoin, global currencies. We're going to cover it all with him coming up. And of course, he always talks about this. I mean, I'm not a litigious person, but we did threaten to sue the Wall Street Journal when they said I led the attack on the Capitol, and they did retract. But look at this. Taxpayer-funded NPR goes after Alex Jones and his last channel of income. That's not actually completely true, but they're being nice to get away pundit. But yeah, they want our Amazon account. They'll go, oh, well, you criticize Amazon. What are you doing there? If I don't have an Amazon account, I can't kick the counterfeits of our products off. You don't hear me promoting the Amazon account, do you? But, I mean, for a lot of small businesses, Amazon is great. I'm just saying when you only buy stuff from Amazon and it has a monopoly practice, it's a problem. And Jeff Bezos promotes leftist garbage. That's the real problem. But he's not as bad as some of them. I mean, we're still there. But they say, oh, we're organizing everyone to take him off there, and he's got an account on eBay, which we sell a little bit of stuff on, too. So it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, when I get up here and I explain to you that, and I haven't talked about this yet because talking about it encourages them and it gives them ideas of what's effective and the rest of it. But at the same time, I want to communicate with you what's going on. And I'm a tough guy, okay? In fact, I can be totally exhausted and somebody death threats me or something bad happens and somebody have all this energy to fight it. But let me just tell you. It's totally criminal, and I've gone through 1/100th what Trump has gone through. So that's why I do admire Trump, even though he wasn't perfect, because I know what his whole family and like seven rings out from him have gone through. They've had the Wall Street Journal is the worst, and others, Pulitzer Prize winners, which means for fraud. It's like you win a Peace Prize now for launching wars like Obama. It's an award you don't want. It's like getting something from Hitler. Literally calling thousands of people total. I mean, people I don't even know are calling. I get dozens of calls a day. Everyone's being called that has any connection to us just to see if someone will make something up. And they say, where does he make the supplements? What are the companies? Because they want to call up and basically bomb threat those places. I mean, they don't do it. They publish it in the Wall Street Journal on NPR, and they say, do something. And then the leftists literally bomb threat people. And they'll find out who the owner of a company's wife is and call up her business. And the left goes, oh, you make supplements for Alex Jones. You're fired. So this is a Nazi reign of terror going on. And we told Trump 3 years ago about if you let us get deplatformed, you'll be deplatformed. Now we're saying if you let them take the banking away, if you let this racketeering go on, if you let them take the production away, they'll do it to everybody. Which, notice, the Great Reset, the big lockdown, is for all the small businesses. You're non-essential. I'm just being attacked because I'm standing in the way of them and you. I affiliate myself with you. I don't affiliate myself and feel like I'm part of the globalist establishment, though they've begged me to join them. I mean, I've probably had 20 meetings with globalists over the years off record and signed non-disclosures. Signed one just days ago in Connecticut. I'll leave it at that. But Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, in front of John Harmon on the phone during breaks, said, join us. You are already a super class. There's only 1,000 of us. You will control the liberty movement. Come to New York now. You'll make hundreds of millions of dollars. And I said, I'm not joining. And he said, I just can't believe it. No one doesn't join us. You're a fool. I can say that because he did it. I had this other globalist threaten me in an L.A. bathroom at a film production set. And because he did it in front of witnesses, I could tell the story. Threatened to sue me. I said, go ahead. But my point is, ladies and gentlemen, is we're in the heart of the fight, ladies and gentlemen. So don't take it for granted that we'll be here tomorrow. Don't take it for granted that band.video will be there. Share this info and say, this is the forbidden info. This is the takeover of America. This is the group fighting it. So, Barnes, you've got a lot to cover. I wanted you to get you on last week. You were too busy in court and stuff, but about a host of issues. I can't remember why I wanted you on last week. Now so much has happened. But can you spend a few minutes with your great historical and also legal mind on what is racketeering the right term? I mean, what is this where big corporations gang up, steal data, reverse engineer stuff they've gotten from the government, put it out that have hordes of people harass you? I mean, this is what they claim McCarthy did, but he didn't do it at 1/100th the scale. What would you call this witch hunt, this terrorism, this un-American orgy of evil that just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and no one resists it? I mean, my God, where does it lead next is the real question. Robert Barnes, thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, glad to be here. It's sort of a reverse McCarthyism. In other words, whatever people think about what McCarthy himself did and whether that label is correct for his name to be attached to it, what it described was this kind of blacklisting mindset. But this goes far beyond that. I mean, you look at what happened with McCarthyism and what mostly was the House Un-American Activities Committee, and that included a lot of prominent Democrats. It was run by Democrats. Did, and the reason why they stuck McCarthy's name on it, because he was the only Republican that was associated in the Senate, and he was nowhere near involved what HUAC did. HUAC is what did all of the most problematic actions, but they mostly put pressure on media, academia, on Hollywood to conform and to blacklist certain individuals, but many of those individuals, they did not unleash lawfare against them, and it's just that their political tool set continues to expand. So that what was, just public humiliation and public censorship campaigns, public embarrassment campaigns, employment blacklisting campaigns have now reached a whole new level of personal lawfare campaigns, depriving people of their occupational and professional licenses. I look at what happened in Michigan. It says someone who says, hey, I'm not going to be the guardian of the health care for people. I'm going to let people make their own decisions. And I don't think the governor who was busy being a serial killer and whacking old people all across the state, I'm not going to defer to that person for how I run and operate my business or to dictate to the people who choose to patronize my business. And what do? They started out with removing the business license so that she couldn't even operate the business when she continued to do so. Then they used the basis that they had removed her license to wage lawfare against her. And when that didn't satisfy them, they used jail and put her in jail simply for wanting to operate her business that people wanted to go see voluntarily and consensually.
And while Target and Walmart and the grocery stores are all open, your little business is not essential. Little people are the most essential. This is such an authoritarian move, all couched in love.
Well, it's just rising levels of weaponization. Everything that they can weaponize, they're weaponizing. Whether it's media access, legal access, professional access, occupational access, ballot access, it doesn't matter what it is. They're weaponizing every tool in their toolkit to maximize true totalitarian political control to a degree that really the only regimes that ever came close to this were the Inquisition-era Catholic Church regimes and the communist regimes. Under the Soviet Union.
That's right. I mean, when you say true totalitarianism, there's never been an animal like this. I mean, if this was a race car driver, it'd be Mario Andretti or it would be Dale Earnhardt. I mean, it'd be Muhammad Ali of boxing. I mean, this is the greatest tyranny, and it's just getting started, and it admits it wants to imprison us and kill us. I mean, the left has now become an army of evil.
No doubt about it. And their willingness to plagiarize as part of this process is incredible. You see the evidence coming out of what the Capitol Hill cases, where they tried to tar and feather all oath keepers with certain criminal activities, and now it's coming out they're having to beg for trial continuances because the evidence does, it turns out that most of the prosecutors were lying the whole time. That, in fact, the text didn't say what they said it did. There was no conspiracy. There was
no... Oh, that's why I wanted you on last week. Exactly. What? How big is it the U.S. attorney went on 60 Minutes and we know it's all sedition, we know Trump run it. I mean, you have to throw all those cases out now under law because he just said we're demanding our investigators find this.
Exactly. I mean, that prosecutor did what was something that was highly unethical, was ultimately embarrassing to the Biden administration because it exposed what the real objective was. Now, part of that is on Trump. That prosecutor got in while under Trump. So this is where some of his appointments were not ideal. But putting that aside, what he exposed was how politically weaponized this whole case was, that they were deliberately manipulating bail proceedings in those criminal cases to terrorize and intimidate people from lawful protesting in the future. And that they basically had to fabricate evidence and arguments because the real evidence doesn't support the claims they're making.
All right, well, let's talk about, we can talk about all the stuff that's happened, but you're really smart about what's coming next. So let's extrapolate in this insane thing. The wheels are off Biden. He's falling down. Doesn't know where he is. Kamala's cackling like a witch, flying around a broom almost. I mean, with black smoke coming out. I mean, this is ridiculous. What happens next with Robert Barnes?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Lawyer and somebody who's got his nose to the grindstone, his ear to the ground, laying out the example of the judicial tyranny we're seeing with the Oath Keepers. People that were just there being indicted, and they're saying, we expect this to lead to insurrection and terrorism charges, says the U.S. attorney, telling his investigators what to find. For folks that aren't lawyers or aren't prosecutors or aren't defense attorneys, that's like one of the cardinal big no-nos, isn't it, Barnes? That's why they're asking for continuances now while they keep people locked up in prison for doing one millionth what BLM and Antifa does.
I mean, what you're supposed to do in any criminal prosecution, but especially a federal criminal prosecution with political overtones and undercurrents, is investigate the case first before you indict people. Here, what they did is they indicted people first and then went and looked for evidence. And the second problem of this, of course, is speedy trial violations. The third problem with all of it, of course, is the bail violation. So, I mean, they're locking up people that have been charged with nothing more than misdemeanors. Like in the Oath Keepers case, they were claiming that there are conspiracies to commit violence and all these, you know, preordained theories. And then the actual evidence starts to come out, and there's no evidence for that. There's no evidence that any of them committed any violence at all. And yet they're being charged with violence that somebody else committed that's not associated with them, that happened separate from them, that was even before they got there, that just involves property. Under that theory, they could have indicted everybody connected to BLM over the summer. They could have indicted everybody connected to Antifa over the summer. There would have been some media people indicted as part of that process. And yet, most of those people weren't indicted that actually committed the violence itself.
Including physically attacking people in burning buildings. In fact, the media praised the burning buildings and said, what did Cuomo say? He said, who says demonstrations have to be peaceful?
Exactly. So the degree of duplicity and hypocrisy, they clearly wanted this to be much worse than it was. They wanted to be able to attribute this to something like Oklahoma City. And instead, it didn't in 1995. They instead didn't get anything close to that. They mostly got just grandmas wandering around that thought it was okay and just ordinary, everyday people who just showed up and saw
doors
were open.
Maybe 20 people assaulted cops and took craps. And fine, they get a vandalism assault charge, not sedition and terrorism charges.
Exactly. You look at what's happening in Portland, people who committed violence daily against the courthouse, daily against the federal marshals, daily against
federal officials. And they just did it again, burning the courthouse and attacking it with people in it. But the media's like, well, that's okay.
Not only that, most of the charges were dropped as soon as Biden got in. Everybody who committed routine, regular, everyday violence, that here you have just a few number of people commit violent acts against property or people, and of course,
yeah, a few people caught up in the moment of hysteria, not long-term actors that live in encampments funded by George Soros to nightly go out and beat people up and burn things and shoot police. No, those organized marauders are protected and bailed out of jail.
Ultimately, didn't find any weapons on any of these people, as they admitted in the congressional hearings. So these are people who clearly, you know, there was no pre-planning of any type, other than maybe some people who had some bad intentions. And we already know there were informants that had infiltrated the organization. We already know there were people that were ultimately paid by CNN that were there. So the idea that this just didn't meet the institutional narrative, so they have to gaslight the world and pretend that it does.
So let me ask you this in big terms. Seeing the wheels come off, or maybe disagree, maybe they haven't, seeing Biden falling down, seeing him not knowing where he is in every speech, Kamala, super impossible, where is this going? Okay, you stole the election. Now you're in there, and they stole it with these uncharismatic dead fish. So extrapolate that out. Where do you see this going? What are the different scenarios here?
Well, it's a sign of a declining empire is what it is. I mean, that's why China felt such confidence to come to America and smack America's Secretary of State rhetorically in the face repeatedly. This is why, you know, Putin can make easy jokes. He's like, you know, I wish Joe Biden good health. But if he really wants a discussion, I'll debate him anytime he wants live. And, of course, Joe is busy tripping to hide in that context. When you have an old, decrepit dementia candidate who can't walk upstairs without tripping three different times, who has to hide out in the basement of the White House, just like he did throughout his campaign. I mean, once it hits 1 o'clock, he disappears from press coverage. Public disclosures, holding his first press conference today. It appears that's going to be with like four people or tomorrow. And so this is a sign of a declining empire. The deep state, the part of the deep state that wanted the America to be the beginnings and the continuance of a sort of empire-driven globalist set of policies has failed. And increasingly, the whole world, rest of the world recognizes it. The only question is how long before America.
Let's be clear, this is key. Pax Americana was sold as we set up a world government, America runs it, but the whole time was meant to get rid of America. And now they've got the mask and the social distancing and the sign of a cult in decline, wanting to see us submit to them under a hoax. That's a sign of their weakness. And now even the establishment sees, oh, we've lost all our power. We should have had Trump rallying to hold us up in our worst hour, but we got threatened by that because we'd invested in China, but now they don't need us because they know we're a bunch of little bitches. I mean, this is incredible.
Completely. And what we have is a bunch of a generation of people who grew up watching, you know, that TV show West Wing, who live in their own little in bubbled spaces, who, I mean, you could tell Blinken was completely unprepared for the utter humiliation he was going to suffer. He really
couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe that weakness, especially to the Asian culture. They're like, we're groveling. We sold out to you. Why are you pissing on me? Because they see it as weak, because you are weak, because a real leader wouldn't act like that. They were scared of Trump, you dumbass.
Except you never bow before a king. You bow before a king, the king's going to, especially an abusive king, you're just going to get smacked in the face, and they're going to walk all over you. And that's the nature of it. And they respected Trump because Trump, one, didn't play stupid politics. He defended American national interests. They respect people who, and they respected Trump's negotiation abilities, his willingness to back things up, his willingness to take action, his willing to defend America. And these are people who think that the rest of the world wants them to be the leaders of this
global
alliance.
I totally agree. So you're dead on. So what happens as the left reaches the point of realizing they're pathetic losers and their war against America's strength is a war against themselves? If they hijack the damn ship, why are they running it onto the frickin' reef?
Well, that's the dangerous sign. When you have people that are this incompetent, that are this incapable of evaluating the world, when they get scared, when they get frightened, what do they usually do? They usually find some war to justify themselves in. They take.
And now they're even dumber. They want a domestic civil war to cover up their mistakes. The worst possible war.
Well, it appears at times they almost want both. I mean, you look at hotspots in Bolivia, Venezuela, Ethiopia, but especially Ukraine, where they're encouraging the Ukrainian government to basically storm militarily the eastern part of the country that is really aligned with Russia. They're inviting a war. And what happens if Russia gets involved and then we get involved? We have a live hot war for the first time since 1945.
We're going to have pregnant women in the airplanes and like dudes in red high heels. I mean, it's a total joke. Barnes, I want to hit this more. What else? Because I got a lot of questions, but what do you want to hit when we come back?
Sure, a bunch of things. I think the other thing is the whole crazy modern monetary theory that that the Fed and Biden is, he's talking about spending another $4 trillion. That's 20% of the size of the entire GDP of the United States after he just spent $2 trillion. So, I mean, there's just print. And one of the things that I'm going to be part of is we've got to find ways to find out what's really happening behind closed doors at the Fed, to audit the Fed. So I'm going to join an effort to sue the Fed as part of auditing the Fed. And we can talk about that and all the other insanity economically.
That's right. We have nothing left to lose, so why not stand up? Robert Barnes, straight ahead. You heard him about to announce he's suing the Federal Reserve. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com and Bandog Video. Proud to be number one on the enemy hit list. Alex
Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Rainforest. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imbrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imbrix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Set out to write myself into stories. We're just in post to make the stories, but we're the resistance. The globalists hate us. They don't understand that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newtonian physics, so that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. Nietzsche was certainly correct. I had Roger Stone on yesterday, and I know Roger Stone well. I don't even 8 years, I mean, well, about 6 years. And I know he had a big, nice house. I know he had all this money. I know what lawyers cost. I know he went almost bankrupt. So he wouldn't come to D.C. I knew people wanted him to go speak at D.C., so I helped him out with $10,000 so he could get him and his crew up there, because I get money in here to fund things. I'm not like some, you know, big rich person or something, but, I mean, there's a lot of groups, a lot of organizations I've funded over the years because I needed help. I mean, this is just what I do. Big news stories and media matters. Oh, and arrest Alex Jones. He funded Roger Stone to go to Washington protest, financed the flights. Yeah, that's Newsweek saying it. It's like, oh, prosecutors, we found this secret thing. It was like when I said the day of the riot, a million people there, 200,000 at the Capitol, maybe 100 or 200 go inside, maybe 20 do bad things. I'm like, yeah, I financed the first $100,000, got donors for the $500,000 for the stage. Trump doesn't get that from the government. The RNC wouldn't pay for it. You think I was proud of that? I was saying Trump's in trouble. No one will even fund his event. I'm having to do it. I said that weeks before the event. I said, support us. We may be on the line for $500,000. But thank God the money came in to reimburse us. I don't have $500,000 laying around. That means no bonuses for the next year for my crew, and I don't get paid. I mean, I don't have that much money. I'm working with a few million dollars a year extra just for these projects. And that's what's so frustrating is I've gotten to the point where I can't help all these people I used to help quietly, because I'm not about the credit. I want to beat these monsters. And I've been pushed to the edge of a cliff, and to watch them viciously when I'm on air saying, Roger, I know you can't afford security. You know, we tried to help you, and I had to help you get up there. And I know for a fact it lives in a little bitty cracker box apartment. I'm not putting it down, but I've been there. I mean, it's not, you know. And the thing is, they want to put me in that position, which is fine. They can kill me. I'm not going to stop. But now, Media Matters says Jones needs to be indicted. He admits to flying Roger there to run the attack. Roger didn't even go to the damn speech. And you know why? Because there was a million people there, and we couldn't get to the crowds. I could barely get to the crowd. Took me an hour and a half to get through the crowd to the entrance where they had it walled off for Trump's speech, a limited fence around him. And again, I'm not up here going, oh, I'm innocent, please don't get me. The left are disgusting people. They literally know we didn't do this. They know it blew up in our face. They know they had provocateurs in there. They know they dressed up like MAGA people. They bragged about it in Time magazine. And then they turn it around and say that. I don't mean to rant. I got you here, Barnes, to have you talk, and I apologize. Get into that if you want, and then just get into your great insight on the empire. Oh, I know why I did this rant. I forgot why I was going down that road. This is not for the FBI. This is not for anybody to leave me alone. This is the reality. The last thing I want is violence. I've always been like that. The pen is mightier than the sword. 90% of war is information. I'm InfoWars. I do stuff with information. I believe information is power. So the idea to frame me and millions of other Trump supporters as wanting a revolution, that's the left. Our ideas sell. People came to America because of the idea of freedom. We're not selling communism, Barnes. So I'm ranting here, but how do you extrapolate that, and what do you make of this frothing intent to try to get us indicted?
Well, there's no doubt that what they originally wanted was to use the events of January 6th to get Trump in trouble, get all of the Trump administration in trouble, and his key supporters in trouble. The problem was the evidence refuted their claims. That with the evidence dug in, you know, Trump knew nothing about it. Trump actually wanted National Guard there. It was other people who prevented it. It's Nancy Pelosi who's probably more responsible than any other public official, because she's the one that effectively issued de facto stand down orders by not having the staffing and the security present, even after it was requested on multiple occasions.
And notice when Lindsey Graham said that, they dropped the fake impeachment. When he said, what did Pelosi know? When did she know it?
Exactly. The moment they said they wanted to put her on the stand, they wanted to depose her, they wanted to have her have to testify, all of a sudden they're like, we don't want any more evidence here. Let's move on real quickly. So, and they know that what you did was one of the key reasons why things did not go in a much worse direction on January 6th. Because you were there on multiple times at multiple places on video, on audio, getting people pulled back that didn't know what was happening to stay away, to not go into the Capitol, to not do anything illicit. You were there on tape, on record, on video, advising the security.
Oh, yeah, we turned back the main crowd that thought the Capitol was just open. I said, no, don't go in. And I said, tell everybody. They told everybody because they couldn't hear me 300 yards ahead. I said, tell the next person, don't go in. It's a trap. It's a trap. And they did that. Everybody turned away. That was good, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And you approached the Capitol Police.
Well, I'll be honest. It was the former Army Special Operations guys I was with. They said we got to race the Capitol. They breached the Capitol. You got to try to stop this. And I was going to try to stop it anyway. But we ran the last quarter mile, my fat ass, just like trying to get them turned around.
Oh, exactly. And it was your people up telling the Capitol Police you were there to use your megaphones to get anybody and everybody out, to get anybody and everybody away, to get anybody and everybody to step down and stand down. And it was the Capitol Police chose not to utilize that, but you were there throughout the process.
Yeah, I asked for control of the PA system. I said, why aren't you using your PA? Which they used days later to say, martial law, no one allowed around here. And they have speakers, hundreds of speakers. I said, well, you get on them then and tell them get out. When people hear, get out of the Capitol, get out of the Capitol, they would have left.
Oh, exactly. And you have to wonder what some of those people were told. It was clearly the case that some people within the Capitol Police apparatus were told different information than what was later relayed. Because almost if proper security is there, then this never happens. That's the biggest story of January 6th. They want to manufacture this fake insurrection that never happened, this fake sedition conspiracy that never happened. They created the opportunity for a very small, tiny group of people to do bad, amongst which were CNN, ultimately paid by CNN, Antifa supporters,
70,000.
Included in which were FBI informants and infiltrators. So we already know some of that. In order for that to happen at all, meant the police needed to, Capitol Police needed to be told not to do their job, meant the National Guard needed to not be there, Secret Service to not be there. When, again, Trump was scheduled to speak right behind the Capitol, why wasn't the Secret Service scoping it out? Somebody got...
Oh, there was a total standdown. We got there. That's why I said, go to the other side. That's where you have the stage. It was there the day before we had the permit. It was all gone when we got there. Total setup.
A complete total setup. All the way through. So and that's why I don't think they can afford real evidence to be developed. They want a railroad. Most of the people they've targeted are poor and working class people. Who, again, many of them didn't need, some of the people they're
targeting. They're like targeting disabled combat heroes with no criminal record who literally are like half dead. They're just targeting, exactly. They're targeting people who can't fight.
It's politicized prosecution all the way. And it's what exposes how corrupt the seventh floor of the FBI is, how corrupt parts of the Justice Department are, how corrupt key parts of our national security apparatus is. So they try to manufacture, and so the media is going to keep trying to do the libel campaign against you and against Trump supporters and against Trump and against Oath Keepers and others because they needed this narrative to be something that it wasn't. And so they're going to keep pretending that it's something that it wasn't and hope they don't get sued somewhere along the way. I mean, that's what's going on. It's gaslighting extraordinaire. That's a big myth that most people, when they've done the polling, most people don't buy it. 80% of the people are like, this was not that big of an event, especially compared to what happened all summer long.
We had whole swaths of places burned, dozens of police killed, dozens of citizens shot dead, and the media had great discipline. They would shut it all down. Just like they said this crazy Islamicist that killed 10 white people was a white dude killing minorities. Obama said that.
Well, especially when you have somebody like that sociopath in Atlanta who clearly is driven by his own mental illnesses, and they try to pretend that it has something to do with the race of the people that some of the people
he was
that
a
he
mentally
killed.
Ill incel, pissed he was blowing his paycheck on sex workers.
And what they're not talking about is how that sex work comes about in the first place is sex trafficking by triads connected to the CCP and China. That's a topic.
Let's talk about that next. Barnes is always on fire. By the way, Barnes, come back tomorrow if you want. We have one more segment. I'm doing a special Saturday 3-hour commercial-free show. You want to come on for an hour? We'd love it. Those go viral.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Biden has been in office more than 2 months. 2 months and 5 days. And he had a press conference where he reads through notes. We've been watching it for the last 45 minutes. It's been live for 45 minutes, the crew has. And he flips through notes, goes to each reporter, knows the name, and then he reads a prepared question. So the war room today, I'm told, is going to go exclusively with this at the first, showing the staged canned deal. He'll look at the note, call the person, they don't call on him, and then he reads off a note card. I mean, my Lord, how long are they going to be able to keep this up, Robert Barnes?
Yeah, that's an open question. I mean, the other big issue in that context, well, two things. One, the whole world knows it. So the American media thinks that because they've gaslit the American public, that means the rest of the world doesn't know who Joe Biden is. But, you know, that's why Putin made that joke very early on after Biden called Putin a killer. Putin's response was, I wish Biden good health, with a sort of a wink and a nod. You have a dementia candidate as your president. So, you know, why is anyone going to take you seriously? And that's a serious problem, that when you have so many parts of the rest of the world that it is not a snookered by the American media coverage, they're going to do things like have China come up and show up the Americans on the Americans' own soil, something they've never done before in their entire history of these two countries existing. So this is a sign of a very incredibly inept, incompetent, weak guy. He fell down literally four different times. And remember, the whole reason why that's happening is he loves to run up the steps to show everybody how healthy he is. Everybody knows the guy is just a complete embarrassment. And people haven't been following this, but I watch a show called The Gaggle with Peter Lavelle and George Samueli. They've been detailing this in great detail. It's on YouTube and Rumble. But what they've been talking about, Kamala Harris is the one making all the calls to foreign leaders. They don't even let Biden on the phone with foreign leaders.
Well, that's another thing. Why does he in like a video every day go, do I take my mask off? What do we do now? Tell me what to do. That's what someone in late dementia does.
Oh, exactly. I think it was yesterday. He was sitting around the cabinet room and they had to lock out the media after he slipped up and said, now who do I give this to? So I mean, he clearly doesn't even know who it is that's running his own administration. He's just taking instructions, and they take him to...
Well, you got your ear to the ground. We're hearing some certain names. Who's really running Biden? Who's the real consortium or plutocrats that are in control?
Combination of the deep state, which is almost in total control. They always had their favorite candidate was Kamala Harris, and so she just implements their agenda while they're helping her, by the way. There's a reason why those Cuomo stories are leaking. There's reasons why the Whitmer stories are leaking. And there's reasons why Newsom's probably going to face real competition, maybe from Tom Steyer in California, because Kamala's busy taking out, kneecapping all of her potential 2024 opponents. But she's sort of the figurehead, but it's the deep state apparatus combined with Obama's shadow government. These were the less smart versions in Obama's administration.
Well, what do you expect? You said start a war, start a civil war. That's their admitted plan. They admit it. Why can't they just back off and be pro-America? They run the country now. Why do they have the instinct to want to wreck the nation when they're in charge? Like, again, if I was riding a horse, it's my horse. Why would I just go, you know, I'm just going to shoot this horse in the head for fun. That horse is pretty. It's beautiful. I feel threatened by how big and cool it is. I'm just going to shoot it in the head. I mean, that's the attitude of these, it's like a little pee-pee syndrome. I call it the chicken SH-T dimension. Like, they run it, they hijack it. Like, if I stole a house from somebody, I'm not going to burn it down just because I'm threatened by the marble columns. But I guess that's what the German barbarians did when they came into Rome. What is these people's problem?
Well, you know, it's good. It's a book that you referenced before, Alex, The Shadow of Kissinger, which is that sort of mindset, that sort of existential imperialism, where you prove yourself simply by being imperialistic, taking action for its own sake, regardless of whether it has any reason.
That's why you're so smart. You're right. I remember Richard Perle once. It was in the New York Times, and he admitted it was true. He walked up to all these hot women and said, you know, I kill a lot of people. I'm powerful. He was like this 400-pound wimp, and the women all went, ooh, and walked away. Women don't want that. They want somebody that's fun and happy and protects them, not a fat dude saying, I kill people. They're like a badass Green Beret. They still think it was creepy, but not as creepy. So exactly. It's like he called our troops cannon fodder and dumb animals. Why do they hate that which gives them their power? It makes no sense.
It's because for them, they live in their own world, their own moral philosophy, their own embubbled universe. They're, to some degree, they're more isolated than North Korea. I mean, that's how bad it is. When you can have the North Korea premier make fun of Biden, when you have Kim Jong-un doing his whole Biden mockery and satire, that shows you how disconnected our elites are to the whole rest of the world.
Exactly. Have you noticed how everyone just laughs at us now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the North Korean premier is making jokes about us, and jokes that are actually kind of funny. I mean, that's sad. But it's a showing of their mindset, their mentality. These people live in a West Wing TV show of their own creation that only listens to the New York Times.
And then the left says, oh, get in bed with China, have all the comedians apologize for Asian jokes. The Asians only see that as weakness. Like, what's the left doing? They're crazy.
Completely. In fact, they think their main goal is to lecture the Chinese about how woke they have failed to be. I mean, that's not a strategy. That's just a crock. Nobody in the rest of the world has any interest in it. Nobody has any concern with it. And
exactly. You know, when they speak wokeness to like Africa or Asia, or they look at us like we're speaking Martian.
Oh, exactly. Eastern Europe, Central Europe, even Paris, even France is saying this woke stuff is insane. So they are basically, this is probably the weakest, worst national security team that's currently really almost completely in control because Biden is not a restraint at all. That
well,
we
that's
have
the next question. Obama's
had.
Not stupid like Biden. What is his plan? Who does he work for?
The problem with Biden is the problem with Obama is he goes back and forth in his degree of interest. So these are Obama's less smart sort of siblings that are running policy. So they have a lot of the same ideas of Obama, but they're not as smart as Obama. And that's what makes them so dangerous. That's why one of these hotspots will become a full-blown international crisis. Ethiopia, Venezuela, Bolivia, or Ukraine. One of those four is going to be a hotspot by the end of the year. And they're going to find an excuse. They've already found an excuse to go back into Syria, already found an excuse to extend their stay in Afghanistan. Now they're going to find an excuse to go somewhere else to prove how tough we are and how big they are and how important they are. They can't help themselves. And the problem is they could trigger conflict with a nuclear power in the process.
Absolutely. All right, Robert Barnes, incredible interview. You're going to be joining me this Saturday. We're going to tape to air 11 to 1. It'll probably air about 3 p.m. Sunday. Again, it's like a live interview, but we add little articles and little documentation to it. You just are kicking ass. You know, I love the French lawyer. I probably watched 10 of those shows or more. Before you ever were on with him, I was actually familiar with him. Tell me about some of the other shows you're doing that are such big hits.
Sure, yeah. So every Sunday I do a show with Viva Fry, who's a Canadian lawyer who's helping support his publicity, drawing attention to they locked up a pastor for preaching in Canada. That's what they locked him up for just holding service.
And you guys helped get him out.
Absolutely. He helped them get him out, which is great. We have a local page called vivabarneslaw.locals.com where we do some exclusive stuff that's fun and interesting. And going to be bringing suit soon against the Federal Reserve because...
Hold on, do five more minutes. I got to go to break. I forgot about that. I said I forget break to break. I wanted to come back about the Federal Reserve suit, and I forgot, went off the other end. Stay there, do five more minutes with us. Then we have Andrew Torba of Gab battling to stay online as their viewership and readership and membership explodes. That's all coming up. Let me do this plug here today because if we don't do this, we won't be here. Plus, these are great products. And, folks, I may look like hell. That's because I eat massive amounts of red meat, and I drink too much, and I should probably go to rehab. I'm not going to lie to people. Just total truth is all I can do at this point. But the supplements are incredible. And anything I promote is the very best. I don't promote something until I'm sure it's amazing. Our water filtration, highest rated, super low price. Our storable food, highest quality for a price you're going to get like that. It's just amazing. Because it's karmic for me. I let me tell you, what I do to you, I want back at me. And it's metaphysical. It's the only reason I've survived this long. And I don't even do it like magic, that I only do good things. That's how I was built. But at the same time, I need your support. Please don't let these monsters take me off air. God, I just want to stay in this fight so bad it drives me crazy. And if you knew what they were doing behind the scenes, you'd really support us. But I can't tell you all of it because the enemy needs that data to know where to concentrate their attacks. But you can see it all in the news. It's not fun. But I trust in Jesus, and I'm willing to go all the way, but I need your financial support. So, free shipping on a bunch of great products. VasoBeats, Alpha Power, Prostate Guard sold out. We have BrainForce Plus still in. Dr. Joe's Natural Toothpaste still in. The Mouthwash, the CombaChill, Extra Trick, Rare Trick, all Emmerich's Essentials, and all iodine products. X2, X3, they're all amazing. Try them out. 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we will be shut down. With you, we're going to build the new heaven. We'll be back with Robert Barnes in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Gemrick